Would they ever make anything up out of that? Like,
oh yeah, gizzards were usually put on the side, and then when you make something like a jambalaya or gumbo, mm-hmm. the French dish, well, those gizzards were chopped up or cut into smaller pieces and put into that gumbo or the jambalaya, the gizzard language.
Okay. Let's see. What about the inside parts of the hog that you would eat? You ever take it?
The hog, usually what they would make sausage with those days, they couldn't buy regular, what you call casings.
Yeah.
They couldn't buy that. So they'd take the casings from the hogs, whatever. Like, you know, all the, we call them guts, you know. They clean all that up, turn them upside down, clean, and use the same thing to make their boudin, which was, we call it blood sausage. They call it boudin French, but, mm-hmm. or, and make andouilles, what they call andouilles. It's a bigger part of the hog. It's all meat, a lot of parsley, onions, and garlic, and all mixed up in it. It's the whole meat, part of the meat that goes into making individual dishes out of the hog.
Uh-huh. Would you ever clean the intestines of the hog and eat them just like that? That's called,
they'd use the intestine part of it. I mean, that, like I say, it's casings.
Yeah.
They would use that to make whatever they were cooking.
You know what chitlins were?
Yeah.
Chitlins?
Yep.
I hear a lot about them, but I don't know what they call it.
Okay.
It might be what we call cracklings.
Okay.
That could be the same thing. Pieces of fat that are cut in small pieces and cooked in its own fat.
Okay.
And then after it's cooked a long time, it becomes a little dry piece of pork, which is, to me, the best part of the whole.
Yeah. Now, when your father was calling the cows in from the pasture, he would
go out there and make one kind of, any kind of noise, you know. Usually if he'd see one cow and knew her name, like Cayenne or something like that, when he'd call it, they'd know that voice. All the others followed through, come on in, and they knew what was coming up, you know. Time to get milked or something like that, you know, time to put up at night.
Or a calf, when they were calling a calf in from the field. Or
calf, they just, some kind of dog, like everybody uses a slang to call their dog or something like that, you know.
Yeah. What did he say to his mules or his horses when he wanted them to turn left or right when he was climbing?
He'd pull. You know, on a horse or mule, you pull either to the right or to the left. You pull on the reins. You pull. And then the goat would get up there or something like that, and he would go. And it stop, would say, whoa, come on back, you know. And they'd pull him back, and he knew he had to come back.
Back him up.
Yeah. Always back up.
Yeah. To get him into a buggy, right?
Right.
Okay, to get him into a buggy, you say you would put the...
And reins on him. You just pull back on him. They didn't have to come on back. You know, the bit was tight in their mouth. They'd come on back between the two arms of the cord in it.
On a wagon.
Yeah. On the wagon. And
okay.
Get him ready to go.
And when you're riding a horse, you held on to the...
Reins.
The reins. And put your feet in the...
In the stirrups.
Yeah. Except when you were too young and you couldn't get him to fit down
there. Usually it belonged to, but you have one piece of bar. I don't know if you're familiar with the horses, if you ever rode horses a lot. Right above the stirrup, there's a strap that goes into the stirrup, which holds the stirrup on the end of the saddle. Right, that strap, between that strap and the strap that your leg rests on, well, we used to put our feet in there instead of in the stirrup. Because we were shorter, you know, it would fit in there pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
We used to ride on there, just something to brace on. Of course, most of the time, we rode bareback. He was high class when you owned a saddle.
Uh-huh.
Something big when you owned a saddle.
Did you ever have a horse try and rake you off on a tree though, or a pin you?
Right. When you ride going away from home, well, he didn't want to go too good.
Yeah.
Then when you turn around and he was coming back home, he was anxious to get back, you know. And if there had anything around, and usually most of the time when they try to rake you off is when you want to go away from the house with him. They try to run in a rose bushes or a tree, whatever they had there to get you, knock you off of there. And then want to go back there, and he feel like he wanted to ride your line.
My cousin, same thing happened exactly when the cousin broke his shoulder, threw him right in the fence, horse did. But, okay, when you're calling a horse in from the field, way you call him, any general call or?
Everybody had a slang for that horse.
Yeah.
You know, someone might whistle at him or holler at him. You know, like I do the one in the house, I holler at him, you know, I'll say, yeah. And then you see him coming out that store.